Nothing we can do about the weather, so let's just go somewhere and eat tacos.
Yes.
We're joined.
Eating is always a good solution for bad weather.
By the Tribune's chief eater, Kevin Pang. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you. You know, eating's also a good solution for good weather as well.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yep. Well, we eat together then also to celebrate.
Yes.
Or we eat together when it's like this too.
I mean, you eat after funerals. You eat in good times and bad. There is no bad time to eat, really.
I know. I'm trying to eat when I'm hungry, which if you think about it, it's not that easy to do.
No, because we eat for many reasons.
Yes.
And that can be a problem.
And every time I go to grab something, I go, wait. Am I hungry?
Yeah, I eat for...
And the answer is usually no.
You're
but
right.
But I still
want
to eat it.
Yeah, people eat for reward, right? And if you want to be rewarded with a good taco, Kevin Pang knows where to go. And you really covered a wide area here, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I figure let's talk about tacos because tacos can mean so many things. It could be it can be vegetarian if you don't eat any meats. You could be pork, chicken, fish. And one thing I did a couple of years ago, this was in 2007, I believe, I did this story for the Tribune where I told people about the fish taco. Now, if you don't live in Southern California, if you grew up in the Midwest all your life, I found that very few people back then knew what fish tacos were. Now, you guys spent some time in California, right?
Yeah, but
to
I know. I know what you mean, though. Not until very recently here did you hear fish taco recommendations.
But isn't a fish taco just another version of a taco that you can put anything you want to?
But it's it's actually a very specific variant. So I'm talking about the Baja style fish taco, which if you go to if you go to San Diego, I mean, it's practically everywhere. They also have this in like Ensenada and in the Baja California coast as well. But it's basically a fried fish taco with very specific ingredients. It's got red cabbage. It's got some crema. It's got a squeeze of lime, and it's got some like an ancho mayo or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, what's not to love about
what's
that?
What's not to love,
what
right.
kind of fish? Does it matter?
You know, it really doesn't matter, but usually a white, firm fish, so something like a cod or a haddock, you know, would be good. But you know, it's really, if you think about it, I think when I first told people about fish tacos, they thought it was, in their mind, they saw like a whole fish with scales and all wrapped around a taco. But then you have to train them. You have to tell them, well, it's actually like a fish stick, like a crispy fish stick in a taco form. And then when you try it, it's bright, it's crunchy, it's almost light despite it being fried. And there's a couple places that do really good fish tacos in the area.
One of them is new, right?
It's sort of, in fact, yes, there's it's new in that they just opened a location in Lakeview on Belmont, and it's one of my favorite places. It's called Big and Littles, and they actually have a location on Orleans. I believe it's 860 North Orleans,
mm-hmm.
And they've been around for a couple of years. Really interesting story. It's called Big and Littles because one guy's bigger guy, and one guy's little, tinier guy. That's
perfect
why it's called
name,
Big and
then.
Littles. Exactly, perfect name. And so they were competing on Gordon Ramsay's. I mean, you know that show on Fox, like mm-hmm. Hell's Kitchen,
mm-hmm.
right? So he got yelled at by Gordon Ramsay. And so after they've done the reality TV thing, they decided to come back to their native Chicago and open up this place. And originally, it was a small, tiny place on Orleans where they served, burgers and fries and tacos and things like that. You know, not particularly you think of ambitious food, but the way that they did it, they'd be hand forming the patties, and then the fish tacos would be of just really high quality. And so after that, Guy Fieri, you know, of Diners, mm-hmm. Drive-Ins, and Dives, came into the shop, and the whole place after that blew up. It became super popular, and now they've got two locations, one in the near north side and one in Lakeview, and the fish taco, they've got a couple of variations. I think they change it every day, but ask for the crispy fish tacos. If you've never had one, that is a perfect place to try it.
Big and Little's 860 North Orleans, and the new one at 1034 West Belmont.
And I've walked into taquerias, mm-hmm. and spoken to people who are making the tacos.
I say that again, Maria.
Taquerias.
I love
yeah.
that.
Hey now.
And and they say that corn tortillas are the only thing.
Yeah.
Like the flour ones are the fake ones.
Yeah.
So
I don't
have fake flour tortillas on your tacos?
It seems to me like it's divided by ethnic lines, I feel like. You know?
You mean the Mexican ones and then the American ones?
Yeah. You know, well, if you go to like a TGI Fridays or an Applebee's, right, and that they happen to have steak fajitas or tacos on the menu, it always seems to be flour tortillas.
Because it's fast food and it's processed.
But even
flour
to me, you know,
tortillas,
I mean, the thing though about flour tortillas is that it just feels so starchy, it feels so thick.
Yeah.
I mean, my preference is to have corn tortillas on everything without question.
Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to have it.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless you, I mean, it's just the fake tortillas again. Is what they call
They're not
it.
Necessarily fake, but, you know, I guess it's more of a matter of personal preference. But I just like the corn tortilla because there's more flavor in it. It's not as bland and not as starchy and as thick as flour tortillas.
So tell us about the place you like in Aurora.
Aurora. Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of this place. It is Taqueria Arendense in Aurora. And so this we actually wrote about this about a year ago. We did a tour of taco places by the Fox River Valley, and I had a bunch of tacos, and this had one of my favorite tacos. It's cochinita pibil, which is if you go to the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, they will be serving these whole pigs, you know, roasting at hold, and it's a very elaborate dish. But the way that they do it is that they would fry these shredded pork. It's almost like carnitas with mustard. Okay, and it gives this very kind of pungent flavor to it, and they serve it on corn tortilla as you like it, it's, you know, it's just like your regular sit down taco joint, but this particular one, the cochinita pibil at Taqueria Arendense in Aurora, I just found it to be it was really one of my favorite tacos.
One North Broadway in Aurora. Okay, that sounds pretty good.
I don't know if I could go for mustard fried.
You got to try that.
I don't like
you know
mustard.
What? Have you had In-N-Out burgers? This sounds like
yes,
a,
but now, I don't not with mustard.
But have you had the animal style In-N-Out burger?
Animal style?
Yeah, it's off the secret menu, right? Mm-hmm. But Bob would know about this. But mm-hmm. What they do is it's grilled, sautéed, caramelized onions, and then they fry the burgers in mustard. And so it would give this very.
It
doesn't taste like mustard. It does not taste like mustard. It just tastes. It gives it this added complexity of flavor. It's really good. You should try it.
If it doesn't taste like mustard, why fry it in mustard?
See, I like all kinds of mustard. I've even been known to dip my French fries in mustard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That might be going one.
It's kind
of.
It's almost like a British thing because they have the vinegar with fries there. The fish and chips. But
it's very British.
It's just another way that Marianne and I are totally different.
But mustard. So compatible at the same time.
Well, sometimes.
He eats his stuff and I eat mine.
All right. While we're out there in the sticks, tell us about La Rosita Taqueria in Crystal Lake.
La Rosita Taqueria. In Crystal Lake. You know, in 2006.
Do I sound like a gringo?
I don't. You sound really bad.
So I'm sorry.
Can you say taqueria again?
Taqueria.
There you go. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
La Rosita Taqueria.
Kevin.
Nice. No, but so a few years ago, 2006, when I first joined the Tribune Dining staff, we did this search for tacos. We cast a wide net, went all across Chicagoland, and one of our favorite tacos back then was the Tacos Al Pastor at La Rosita Taqueria in Crystal Lake.
And that sounds good.
And it's in a supermarket, but there's this little alcove where they have, as most Mexican supermarkets do, where they serve tacos. And we came back there last year and we had the Al Pastor and it was just as delicious. They would be carving it off the spit. They fried it. It's just incredibly crispy and it's got that nice pineapple taste to it, caramelized. La Rosita Taqueria, 131 North Main Street in Crystal Lake, one of our favorites.
All right, hold that taco for a minute. Let's go into the newsroom. Kim Gordon has an Amber Alert. Kim?
Bob, an Amber Alert has been issued for 5-year-old Drake Wicker of Park Ridge. He's described as 3'6", weighing about 38 pounds. He has blonde hair and blue eyes. He's wearing a black polo coat. We'll bring you more details as it becomes available.
Thank you, Kim. We're talking with the Cheap Eater at the Chicago Tribune, Kevin Pang. And by the way, if you want to tweet him, his Twitter handle is @Pang, P-A-N-G.
@Pang.
There you go. And let's see. That Crystal Lake, La Rosita, 131 North Main Street.
Yes, yes. Right by the railroad tracks.
And then there's one more we want to talk about for steak tacos.
Yes. This I think if you live in Chicago, there's no way that it's when at 2 a.m. and hunger strikes. There's no way you've not been to this place, La Posadita. In Wicker Park, Ashland and Division, a classic place. In fact, several years ago, in 2007, when the late Charlie Trotter, he had this, it was his 20th anniversary, and he brought a bunch of chefs from across the, you know, from across the country and across the world. These names, you know, you might have not heard of them: Heston Blumenthal, Thomas Keller, Ferran Adjua, big names, right? And the place we brought them, we decided to go out for food one night, and they asked, where do you want to go? And we went to this place, La Posadita. We got carne asada tacos. You know, it's like marinated in God knows what, but it's like orange juice and, you know, all these different spices, and they're grilling the steak, and they serve on these tacos. And
it sounds almost Cuban, like when you have that orange.
The mojo criollo.
Yeah, and you were saying the carne asada is like, that's typical.
That sounds really
good to me right
it's
now.
It's just, I mean, there's so many steak tacos out there. A lot of them just sort of taste like not much, sort of vaguely like beef. But this place, incredibly flavorful, nice char on it, grilled on steak tacos. You can add your own salsas on it. The carne asada tacos at La Posadita. It's a must get.
All right. We'll post all four of your picks, Kevin, on our page, facebook.com/Surratt and Murciano.
And then we have questions. People are texting in.
All right.
And I also have a couple of questions for you.
All right. Text 24720. And we'll talk also about what Kevin wrote about in the Trib today. A very interesting sandwich and a very interesting 3-month-old restaurant to tell you about after this. Talking a little tacos and Mexican food with the Tribune's Kevin Pang this afternoon. We should add, Marianne, that one of our favorite joints for tacos up north is in Northfield, Taco Nano.
Yeah, Taco Nano. Freddie is the chef there. Unbelievable. And he has somebody who comes in every day to make fresh corn tacos.
Yeah.
So sometimes if we feel like just having tacos in the fridge or to go with our eggs or whatever in the morning, you can just buy tacos there too.
Well, that's like one of those places, as you know, Kevin, these places where, like Taco Nano in Northfield, it's very tiny. There's just a few tables there, and oftentimes the best places are those kinds of spots, aren't
those
they?
Are the type of places I love. Those are the type of places I love trying to find and unearth, because, you know, they don't usually get a lot of press, and for the bang for the buck, I mean, they're usually the most satisfying places.
And also Big Star is really good, too.
Oh, yeah, Big Star, Paul Kahn's place. They're the guys behind Blackbird and Avec and the Publican. They're actually going to be opening up a sister place to Big Star, and that is coming soon.
Where?
I think it's in Wicker Park. I don't quote me on that, but they're opening
up. Pretty soon I'm going to move to Wicker Park, because I think that's where all the restaurants are, right?
It is where all
the restaurants are. At least all the ones you talk about.
All right. Any on tacos, any old business before we move on to this restaurant Kevin wrote about today in the Trib?
Yeah, we have a lot of people texting in with questions so quickly. Oh, by the way, somebody commented that when you guys were talking about the mustard frying, whatever it was on the mustard, it's not mustard, it's achiote.
Gesundheit.
Maybe it's
there's
similar.
Also achiote seeds that they use in the, at Arenance as well.
What kind of taco in Aurora?
What kind of taco in Aurora
were you talking about?
Oh, this was the cochinita pibil at Taqueria Arenance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and somebody else wanted you to mention the address of that place.
In Aurora?
Yeah.
One North Broadway. We'll post them all. Go to our Facebook page.
All right.
And one really quick thing just about La Posadita. I know there's three locations. There are three locations. Actually, I think one of them closed, but it's just north. It's on the southwest corner of Division and Ashland. Just look at La Pasadena. There's a big sign. There's no way you'll miss
Because there are a lot of questions about that. People saying that there are three of them.
Right.
And which one you meant. But you say that it's all the same thing?
It's all the same place, but I believe one of them has closed, and so now there's only two left.
All right. Where's the best place to go for fish and chips in the city at any time of the week, not just Fridays?
Oh, gosh. Boy, I don't know. We're not just Friday. I'll tell you my favorite place on a Friday is this place in Bridgeport called Pleasant House Bakery, and it's a English place where it's served on Fridays, but just go to any Irish bar. I'm sure you'll find a good version of it.
Kevin, have you ever had the PB&J made with Eggo waffles?
I have not, but that sounds
okay. Have you tried the burger place at Grand Victoria?
At the casino, I have not, but. Okay. That is someplace I should go out and try.
Where is the best Japanese steakhouse in the city, not just the burbs?
Japanese steakhouse in the city. There's really not a lot, but actually, Japone, which is the place on Chicago and the river.
That's a great place.
Was just taken over by Masahiro Morimoto, who's the Iron Chef. He's, you know, if you watch Food Network, he's on there. He just took over, and there's a lot of steak on the menu, so that's a place to check out. A
couple of votes coming in for fish and chips any day of the week in Lincoln Park. Duke of Perth.
Duke of Perth, classic place on Clark Street and Diversity. You know, that would actually be a good place to start.
We like old school. Today in the Tribune, the Cheap Eater column, you write about an interesting sandwich and an interesting new restaurant in Edgewater. Tell us about this.
Fascinating place called Cookies and Carnitas. For the last 3 years, these guys have had a tent at the Green City Market. And I remember going there at 7:30 in the morning, early when no one else was there, and they would bring out this gigantic roll of pork. Porchetta, and it's this big
porchetta.
A porchetta. So it's basically pork shoulder and pork belly rolled with these Italian spices and the crispiest rind. I mean, it looks like a Lincoln log. It's gigantic. So these guys decided to open up a restaurant in Edgewater, and they worked at places like Charlie Trotter's. They worked at True. So they got really impressive pedigree. And they opened up this place where they're serving sandwiches, they're doing pizza, they're doing tacos. And in fact, in the story I say today that right now I'm a bit unsure what they're trying to do because they're trying to do so many different things. But a few things that I do want to recommend is they've got this one dish called the Beefy Cheesy. Okay, it's kind of a strange name, but it's basically it's braised beef brisket, nice and fatty, with Merck's cheddar spread, onion jam on a ciabatta roll that they bake themselves. That is absolutely amazing to die for. The pulled pork sandwich is also one to get. They braise it with orange juice, beer, lots of Mexican chilies as well. And I would also recommend the shredded braised goat taco. If you've never had goat before, if you've never been to a birria before, that is something to try. So the goat tacos at Cookies and Carnitas, and that place is at 5757 North Broadway Streets, and it's cash only, by the way.
By the way, when I hear you talking about food, I feel like you're going to, like, explode.
I know.
Well, he usually explodes after his assignments.
Yeah.
Yes.
We always enjoy our late lunches on Thursdays with Kevin Pang of the Tribune, and you can reach him on Twitter, @Pang, P-A-N-G. Thanks, as usual, Kevin.
Good job.
All right.